For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. This is a rundown of morning headlines for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. Two victims were just identified from an accident in an underground mine shaft. The accident was last Wednesday and involved 65-year-old Dale Catola of Columbus, Montana, and 55-year-old Jerry Ashlock of Caldwell, Idaho. East Idaho News reports the two were in a utility vehicle called a side-by-side when they collided with an underground train. Both died from the accident. Stillwater Mining Company officials say they are working with safety regulators as they continue their investigation. Stillwater Mining Company is the only palladium and platinum mining company in the U.S. and employs over 2,000 people. About 1,200 of them work at the mine where the accident took place. A death row inmate found innocent will receive more than $1 million from the state. East Idaho News reports Charles Fain will receive close to $1.4 million in restitution fees from the state of Idaho after DNA evidence found him innocent in May 2020. Fain is now over 70 years old and spent nearly 18 of his most recent years in prison for the assault and murder of 9-year-old Darylyn Johnson in 1982. She was abducted while walking to school in Nampa. Evidence pointed to a new suspect, David Dalrymple, and police believe he is the true killer. Idaho's newly passed Wrongful Conviction Act rewards people who fit the criteria with $75,000 for every year they served on death row and $65,000 for every year served in prison. Greg Hampikin, director of the Idaho Innocence Project, said that Fain is happy to be recognized for his innocence and hopes to put the experience behind him. The Pocatello Regional Airport now has an updated website. Local News 8 reports the updated website is a cleaner design, and the main goal of the new website was to make it as easy as possible for travelers to find the information they need. The website is now also more mobile-friendly and has an improved navigation feature. Travelers to and from Pocatello are offered a series of free perks. A spokesperson from the airport says the website revamping just helps make the Pocatello Regional Airport that much better. You can check out the new website at iflypocatello.com. This has been a rundown of morning headlines for BYU Idaho Radio for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.